Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, mortals, and welcome to Do We Know Them? Episode 182. If you laugh at my wig, I'm never coming back to this show. Ever.
Who are you calling mortals? I'm obviously a superhuman breakdancer.
True. I don't even think Poison Ivy talks like that, so I don't even know why I did that, but it just felt right. Guys, my wig is, I don't think I introduced anything right. I'm all itchy. Just words cannot express the overstimulation occurring right now.
She's been really stressed about the wig.
I am dressed as Poison Ivy, if you haven't been able to tell. If you don't know, we're dressing up as something every Friday in October, hence the spooky background, and you know, it's a whole thing. And I wanted to be Poison Ivy because she was my sexual awakening. When she kissed Robin in Batman.
Oh, I didn't know that that was the inspo.
Yeah. Just wanted to like honor that moment, you know?
Valid.
Full circle.
What is she in again?
Well, in Batman. Uma Thurman. I mean, hello?
I mean, I know who Uma Thurman is, but...
You don't know who Uma Thurman is?
No, I said I do know who Uma Thurman is, but...
Okay.
Never seen Batman.
What about you? Who are you, Lily?
I'll give you one guess. Oh, wait. Does this help?
Oh, no. Are you going to do... Oh. I was like, is she going to get up and do this right now?
Reagan represent her country.
I'm just so glad that the universe aligned just right enough where Lily was able to get a ray gun costume from Amazon, because let me tell you, Alex wanted to dress up as her like the weekend after everything went viral, and he couldn't find anything. Yeah, you had to like DIY it.
I think they knew it was going to be a big Halloween hit. Mm-hmm. So, but I didn't even get it on Amazon. I got it from some random, it was like Malibu streetwear or something.
Really?
I don't know, it was quite expensive.
Okay.
But I don't know. It feels like it's actually like legit clothing. Like she would actually wear this.
Unlike my wig. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Period. I hope you guys liked it. I did my best. I did document the whole process. I went to the beauty supply store. I looked for a wig, and that's going to be going up on our Patreon when it launches this month. I'm very excited. You know, it came together as much as anything can come together. You know, is my bun sticking out in the back here because my head is too big for wigs? Yes. I didn't know that before this journey, but my head is too big for wigs.
Because that's what I'm actually looking at.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you can.
But that's pretty much all I can see. Oops.
I've got like the tree. It's like, it's a whole thing. I thought my kids were going to be amazed, and instead they just demanded that I painted their faces when I went downstairs. So I had to paint Amelie like a unicorn and Noah like a T-Rex. I get nothing to myself in this house.
When you say unicorn, do you mean paint a unicorn or paint her to be a
unicorn? It's a loose term when I say paint. It was an eyeliner pen and I just did the best I could. And, you know, they're pretty wowed by anything. Cool. So it worked out.
Honestly, I feel like the wig doesn't look bad. On camera, it probably looks great.
Hopefully. I put a little concealer in the quote-unquote hairline. I'm just in the struggle bus. It's all lopsided and lumpy, and I can't.
Speaking of hair, I obviously didn't have to get a wig because she just has brown hair, and that was too much. But I looked at her hair because I assumed, you know, she'd have it up from
I thought
dancing,
so, too.
Like a low pony. But no. It was down.
Interesting choice.
Like, why would you choose to, like, working out with your hair down?
The worst.
Awful.
The worst.
Could you imagine breakdancing?
Absolutely not.
And then furthermore, who wears hats with the hair behind the ears? It's just so uncomfortable. I guess you'd have to if you were dancing,
But you are committed to the bit, because a hat on with my hair behind my ears is my ultimate nightmare.
I had like curled part of it to make it look kind of like hers. And I like go to put the hat on and I like pull out the front pieces and then I go look at the picture and I'm like, oh no.
God.
So I'm committed to the bit and I did it, but it's very uncomfortable and I hate it.
Appreciated. Yeah. If it's not obvious, I did not get a wig at the beauty supply store. This is just one from Amazon. They were too expensive.
Yeah, I thought you were going to.
Yeah, I did go. And like I said, I documented it all, but it just, you know, the stars weren't aligned. So I was like, I'm wearing the Party City bullshit wig. This is nothing like the one that came with my costume. I will show you guys that one.
Was it like Chucky red?
Chucky red with a huge Snooki hump on it. And it just, I didn't get the vision at all. I was like, I can't. So I already knew, and I had already purchased this with the costume because I knew it was going to be so bad. But this one wasn't much better. It's very itchy. What are you going to do with that costume when we're done? Curious.
Honestly, just add it to the rest of the stuff I don't wear that's in my closet. No, but this would be such a fun one to wear like out.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, if I went out.
You should go out for Halloween.
Really? And do what?
Trick or treat. I love trick or treating.
You have kids though.
You could go trick or treating by yourself.
Someone actually asked me that kind of recently and I'm like, I'm almost 35. Like, absolutely not.
You look young for your age. You're good.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an expiration date to trick-or-treating, and I think there shouldn't be because it's so much fun. And I'm so happy I get to, quote-unquote, do it again now with my kids, because I'm like, why did I stop doing this for so many years? That was bullshit.
I don't love candy.
Oh, can't relate. No, I love candy.
Well, because I don't like chocolate.
Oh, I love
chocolate.
So that's
kind of like a big thing, because I feel like 80% of people usually give out chocolate.
No, they're getting creative nowadays. They are. They're given all sorts of things.
You know, you do your little like debrief with candy and you like swap candy afterwards.
Yeah, we don't do that at my house. Too much fighting. But yes, I used to do that all the time with my friends. And I just love my neighborhood. There's a guy that gives out beer. I just, you know,
beer.
It's great.
Nice. No, but I used to have to just trade everyone for Skittles and Starburst because I didn't like anything else.
Oh, because, yeah, makes sense. Well, I'm excited for trick-or-treating. I still think you should go.
But luckily, I mentioned I live in a house that's been converted into apartments, but it still looks like a house.
Right.
So my apartment, like, it's not the main door, so you, like, can't tell that it's really someone else living there. So I do actually luck out that I don't really get trick-or-treaters.
That's so sad, actually.
Not
I love trick-or-treaters.
Because then I'd also have Max freaking out every time someone knocks at the door.
No, that does make sense. I was going to say, because like my part of the house is just like on the edge of my neighborhood. And so kids don't really go there. We walk to like the main neighborhood to go trick-or-treating. And I get so sad. I leave out candy anyway, but only a few come. Very sad.
Even like my house growing up, like the last few years we lived there, I feel like there like weren't any trick-or-treaters. Like, no one really came. Then, though, I realized that it's because people do, like, what we did. We didn't live in, like, a really fancy neighborhood, and what everyone does is just goes to the really fancy, nice neighborhoods, because then you get better candy.
Yeah. That's, like, my main neighborhood is where all the, like, bigger houses are and stuff, and people love it. That's where we go. Again, they hand out beer. Who hands out alcohol? Rich people.
In the neighborhood I used to go when I was little, they would hand out, like, king-size candy.
Oh, okay. Not that rich. Everything's fun size. Relax. Yeah, I wanted to be that person because in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that much more expensive, but it just feels like, okay, whoa, slow down. That's too much. You've got enough candy, kiddo.
Maybe I should just like get a few and like put a note on my door that's like for 1 hour.
First come, first serve. But anyway, we do have a show for you that we are going to do dressed up like this. So you're welcome and enjoy. And
I'm very uncomfortable, but I will press on.
Well, why are you uncomfortable?
My body's fine. It's the hat. It's the hat, okay. And the hair, and it's just the in ears, and I feel claustrophobic.
Every inch of me, I feel like I'm gonna need, you know, those like TikTok videos where in the morning they just peel off things, like they go to sleep with like masks and a bunch of shit and they just peel it off. I need to do that. I need to cleanse after this. Anyway, okay, guys. We are going to talk about Crumble Sydney. You guys have bombarded our inboxes with this. This has been so highly requested. I've seen it all over my TikTok page. And
truly,
we are going to cover it.
I don't think we've had this many people request the same thing.
Right.
So fervently in quite a while.
Oh, I love that word.
So I texted Jesse last night and I was like, I feel like we have to do it.
We do. Yeah, I had to text my researcher. I was like, did you start the doc yet? Because we really need to cover this Crumble thing.
Little last minute switcheroo.
All right, so let's get started. Let's introduce you to Crumble Sydney. If I say that right, Crumble Sydney, what does that mean to you, Lily?
Not a whole lot. Have you ever had crumble to begin with?
Duh. Does a bear shit in the woods?
Because I've never had them.
Oh, interesting. Why?
I don't know. I've looked at the menu because they have like the revolving menu, and there's one by the grocery store I go to. But I feel like the times that I was going to go, they didn't have the flavors I really wanted. So I'm always like, oh, I'll just wait until I like more of them. But then okay. I just haven't.
My thing about crumble cookies is they're just cakes. Like, just call them mini cakes and get it over with. They're not cookies. And they actually, I do believe, make them with cake batter. I could be spreading misinformation. Don't sue me, Crumble, but I'm pretty sure.
I feel like a lot of cookies do that. They have like some cake batter. But you mean these are literally like dense like cakes?
Dense like cakes. They are cakes. And honestly, the only time I've ever had one that was so like foul and disgusting, actually, it's here on the top of this picture. This like pink sugar cookie one. I don't know what the fucking flavor is.
Isn't that one of their signature ones?
Disgusting. Disgusting. Sugar bomb, it should be called. Heart attack. Like, literally, it is just so sweet. And for me, like, I love sweet things and I love all sorts of sweet flavors. Like, I'm not even picky. My brother brought like a 6-pack of these. Disgusting. Nobody ate them. Not even him. And that's how you know it's bad. Joey will eat anything that's like sweet with sugar. Forget it.
Because I was like, I do like sweet things.
No, it's not enjoyable sweet. And like, again, I will like get a spoon of dulce de leche and just like eat it right there on a spoon. Like, I love sweet things. No, not the right kind of sweet. But there are some crumble cookies that I really enjoy. I like a lot of their like chocolate peanut buttery ones when they do like Snickers or Twix or things like that. I really do enjoy, but I never go to Crumble willingly. I only eat Crumble when other people bring Crumble to my house. I don't like go there to
eat. I've never been around anyone with Crumble, so I've never been exposed to it. It's like I would have to take the initiative to go. And I'm always like, oh, I'll just wait until I want all of them.
It's really, I think it is overhyped. Just to talk a little bit about pricing, an average Crumble cookie is $5.49. Not super cheap, but it's also quite big.
You're getting a cake.
Literally, you're getting a mini cake, and it can be absolute. Like, when I get a crumble cookie, I will eat it within, like, I don't know, like 2 days or something. Like, you can like split it.
It's not like you eat it in one sitting.
Absolutely not. No, it's super rich, and like all their toppings are so decadent and very rich. I think it's overhyped. I'm sorry. I really do think Crumble is so overhyped, but that's besides the point. You know who doesn't have a crumble cookies? Sydney. Australia in general.
Yeah.
They do not have a crumble cookies. And I figured, I mean, that makes sense.
It's just like a US thing, right?
Yeah. I think so. And I literally have one right across my house. I feel like so lucky. It's like a minute away from me. I'm like, ooh, I've got what the people in Australia want. I might go tomorrow just for funsies.
Well, do they have it everywhere in the US?
I don't think everywhere in the US, but I think in most...
It's not like
greater
exclusive
cities.
To one coast.
No, it's not. No, it's all throughout the United States.
I mean, obviously not because they live in Georgia, but I was going to compare it to In-N-Out, but I feel like that's like a little more exclusive.
Right. And I think that there are a lot of treats in general, like In-N-Out is a good example where it's like, damn, I wish we had that here. And I think that thought all the time. And there's a bunch of restaurants that are like that for people.
Well, and I know the reason that In-N-Out doesn't have them like everywhere is because they like don't want to freeze, I think, their meat. I don't remember. So it's like, unless it's within like truck driving distance, they don't want to do it. And it'll like compromise.
I mean, to that I would say there has to be a quality farm on the East Coast as well. Like that
seems
kind of insane.
Well, I know they've like started branching out going further that way, but there's some kind of quality reason that they don't do it. It's not just like, we don't want the East Coast to have it.
I remember I got really annoyed when In-N-Out removed themselves from Postmates. And I was like, why the fuck did they do that?
Too.
And it was because the transporting of their food compromises their food. And so they're like, I don't want you to get a cold ass burger, basically, from a Postmate that took too long that we have no association with. And then you're going to blame it on us and think our burgers suck. So it's like there's a lot of quality concerns when it comes to people transporting your food from like 30 minutes away from the restaurant, let alone how far fucking away is Australia? It's like 24 hours.
I remember that was when I was like drinking a lot when they added on Postmates, and I would get it when I was hungover, and it was so good, and I was devastated when they stopped.
It was short-lived too.
Literally, you guys, you could type in anything to Postmates and it didn't have to be listed, and they would go.
Well, because they didn't know at first. They like hadn't caught on or something, it felt like. It was just like people were showing up just buying burgers like anyone else, but it was really a Postmate.
Anyway, the reason I brought In-N-Out up is because my mom sent me a while ago, I'll have to find it and insert B-roll here. My mom sent me some TikTok. They did an In-N-Out pop-up in Paris.
That's suspicious.
Right? Like, now I'm trying to think, like, was it legit? Like, I think
it
was
real. Or do we need to investigate it?
Now this whole situation is making me question it a little more.
Oh
but
my
I
God.
Thought it was real.
Yeah, but that is so incredibly random. But the point that we're bringing up is, yes, a lot of people crave restaurants. They see things online that they can't get a hold of because it's way too far. It's a very common thing. Mm-hmm. So It seems like a group of people that we haven't identified as of yet, but methinks we're going to see it in a lawsuit soon. They thought, you know what would be a great idea? Let's do a pop-up in Sydney of Crumble Cookies. And fine, great, whatever. Work with Crumble Cookies, have them do something, which honestly, I don't even feel like would have been impossible. Like, well, I feel
that's like the thing, like the ingredients to make Crumble Cookies, it's not the same as like In-N-Out, no, where it's like meat and like fresh
flour
stuff
and shit.
Like if Crumble wanted, they could do a Sydney pop-up. But the problem is that Crumble is not the one that did the Sydney pop-up.
No, this was all fucking crazy. So when I started hearing Crumble Sydney, I'm like, oh my God, Crumble went to Sydney and it was a fucking disaster. No, Crumble didn't go to Sydney. Crumble doesn't even know that they were in Sydney. Yep, so to explain what happened, a group of people, like I said, thought let's bring Crumble to Sydney. But instead of getting in contact with the brand, they instead traveled all the way to the United States. But I believe we have confirmed they bought 700 cookies. It could be more.
700 cookies. It's a lot of cookies.
Even if they bought them and jumped right on a flight, which, you know, you take into account security and just, you know, the whole thing, that's a couple hours. But then the flight itself just to get over there is 24 hours. So that's already a day old cookie.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Wow. Yeah, it's like across the fucking world. It's like the furthest flight you can do is from the US to Australia.
Well, and something also to note, they don't have like packaged Crumble cookies to go. Don't they just like put them in a box like they would donuts?
That's correct. They are not shrink wrapped. They're exactly. not preserved. Yes. They're not airtight. It is in an open ass box. And I will say, having eaten Crumble cookies like 2 days later, admittedly, they do stay kind of like moist and stuff. Like they're not quick to dry out because they are like cakes.
Well, yeah, but I almost feel like, you know, like your skin dries out on an airplane. Like, would that happen with the cookies?
Well, and they had to have checked them, and they have no temperature control in the checked, so it gets like frozen, and it's a fucking hot mess. But I think I was more interested in the logistics of this. Like, what do you mean you traveled? How long were these? Like, what the fuck?
Well, they didn't have to check them, but I feel like you'd have to buy like extra seats to be able to accommodate for cookies,
of course, to check them. They just like fill up the whole entire plane with their cookies. So we're gonna dive a little bit into like the logistics of like customs and just how long it probably took these people to get the cookies. But more so, I'm more interested in like how many people thought this was real. I think that there was some people who understood that it was not an endorsed by Crumble cookie event, and there was many more people who showed up thinking they were getting legitimate Crumble cookies, which I think they are. Technically they are getting Crumble cookies.
This is old,
but they're old and they're, I don't know, I think there's a lot of ethical issues here.
How do people find out about it?
Okay, so they were advertising on TikTok and stuff, and it was getting viral because people, imagine like In-N-Out comes to Georgia, people are going to be posting on Facebook groups, people are going to be like, oh my god, it's finally coming. Now they deleted everything off their TikTok, but luckily they have not done that to their YouTube channel. So Lily, after this episode, we need to literally archive this whole thing because they're going to delete all of this.
Oh my god, I feel like we should do it now because you know that would happen. It would be like the second we stop filming, they delete it all.
With our luck, yeah, that's true. The bio from their YouTube says Crumble Cookie has arrived in Australia, and I do think that's pretty similar to what they put in their TikTok, which was like, finally guys, it's here.
Well, and that's what I was gonna say, like
it's changed now.
If it's not from the Crumble account, then why would people believe that it's them?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
but it's that they made new Crumble accounts and used the branding and everything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, brands do that. They do have like different accounts for European things or whatever. So it's not completely unfathomable that Crumble would make a Sydney account. And by the way, the event that we're going to talk about is a one-day pop-up that they advertised that just happened on the 29th of September.
Which is crazy because, like, you would make a Sydney account if you were, like, opening a store there. But it feels crazy that, not that people should have read into that, but you wouldn't make an entire account just for a pop-up for a day.
But this is not the last time that they intended to do this. Oh. They wanted to continue, and they still, I think, want to continue to do this in other places. Their explanation is rich, and I have to save it because it's too good. But yeah, they want to keep going. Okay, archives secured. We got it covered.
We took a quick
Nothing's
break,
getting deleted now, bitch. But this is important that we got at least this. More was posted for sure on TikTok than their YouTube, but it kind of speaks to like how much they wanted to brand this that they did go to YouTube, because I feel like that's kind of an interesting move. Like, seems like very brandy. Like, that's something you really wanted people to see.
Well,
if you go
also,
to YouTube. I don't know.
I mean, even when I was just pulling them, seeing the thumbnails, literally it's like Crumble coming to Australia, and then it lists a few different places, not just Sydney.
Oh yeah.
And then it says coming March 2025.
Yeah, they list five places, so I'm telling you, they wanted to go on some sort of tour with this.
That's wild though.
Well yeah, especially if they're flying to the US, getting the cookies locations, and coming back. I can't imagine that this would be very profitable, but regardless, let's look a little bit into these shorts just to kind of get a glimpse of how they branded this. Again, a lot more was on TikTok, but this gives us a pretty good idea. So they're showing Crumble cookies, right? Like obviously
very much Crumble marketing from Crumble.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. There is zero way that they got these cookies and filmed these ads and then used them.
No, they ripped ads
for their
Crumble,
own marketing
for sure.
Yeah, 100%. So they just took Crumble's marketing and used it as their own. And obviously, I think again, some people caught on that this was not a Crumble endorsed event, and some people didn't, because it was really deceptive marketing. I mean, this one in particular, where it's like a cookie next to the fucking Crumble box, that is their logo, that's their trademarked logo, and you're saying one day pop-up.
The second one literally says new locations, like as if they're opening stores there.
Yeah, new locations. I hope you guys enjoy. What does it say here in the caption? We are excited to announce we are now available in Australia. Hashtag Crumble cookies, hashtag cookie. Like,
what? Like,
you can't.
No, you're
do
not
that. You're not Crumble. It's one thing to show, I mean, honestly, even if it wasn't showing the branding, I would have an issue with it, but like literally showing the boxes, showing their ads, that shit's criminal. Like, dude, I cannot imagine a world where they don't get sued for this.
Did they do this before? Because it literally says, like a few videos ago, it's fall cookies have officially arrived in Brisbane. I would question whether there also was an actual legitimate Crumble thing where they were opening stores in Australia, except for that they post about the pop-up.
Yeah, and also these are not the flavors that they had at this particular pop-up. So this is not the first one they've done. It's just the first one that people were like, I'm
like,
pardon,
I think these are old.
Oh, I was like, the cookies or the posts?
No, the videos.
Both?
And the cookies.
Yeah, they've been doing this for a minute. I wonder if it's because Sydney in general is a larger city and maybe it was just like a larger scale thing, because literally I'm going to show you, there was lines outside the door. There was a ton of people waiting. It was like stopping traffic. People were wanting to know what happened.
Oh,
so like maybe they just got a little bit too big.
So you
for
think
their
that they is were that the doing same? Pop-ups before and it just, it wasn't a disaster. So no one's talking about it.
Correct. Yeah. And I mean, they're not like not bringing Crumble cookies to Australia. Like, people are getting Crumble cookies. So maybe it went fine on a smaller scale in other places, or I don't know what, but it did not go fine in Sydney. And this is when everybody caught on, and it's kind of put an end to their operation, and now they've deleted everything. So this is one of the customers' experience, just so you can get a glimpse of the actual pop-up itself.
Come with me to the Crumble cookie pop-up in Sydney at Bondi. I was actually really sketched out because I found this through TikTok and Instagram, and it wasn't endorsed by Crumble, but I went there anyways. It was next to this gas station.
So this was one of the, next to the gas station, hold on. But it was one of the people that did know that it wasn't endorsed by Crumble. And I imagine there was a few of those. I do think there was a lot more that weren't aware,
I mean,
of that.
Yeah. And like we said, it's not like it's like food that's going to go bad in a day or something. So it's like, it probably didn't seem particularly problematic.
But before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that's Olive & June.
Olive & June is personally one of my favorite sponsors. No offense to all the others, but they actually got me to start painting my nails again.
They did. You've stayed really consistent. I'm proud of you.
I also love, because I have no patience and I like can't wait for things to dry, I like their quick dry nail polish. But then also on top of that, they have these dry drops. It helps to like seal it in so you can like be done immediately.
Oh my gosh. You so need that.
I know. Like even for the quick dry ones that only take take like 60 seconds to dry.
The really cool thing about Olive and June is they have a bunch of different systems. So they have the mani system, the pedi system, all sorts of things to help you get everything you're gonna need to get a salon quality manicure or pedicure at home. And you could customize each system with your choice of polishes. It's just a really cool idea, honestly. Their colors are also really opaque, and we've talked about it before, but they're like, the brush is that nice little paddle tip, and you just get the whole nail almost in one swipe.
I literally do. It's my favorite thing ever. It's really satisfying.
So if you guys want to try out Olive and June for yourself, you can visit oliveandjune.com/GWKT for 20% off your first system.
That's Olive and June, OliveandJune.com/GWKT, and you get 20% off your first purchase.
And thank you so much to Olive and June for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Well, what they describe it as, and it's so funny, we're going to get to it, but they describe it as importing the cookies. They import them. Well,
that's, I'm like, I feel like it is illegal to do this though, right?
No, it is. So when you look into Australian custom laws and all that stuff, they definitely did something illegal here. Like there's no way they didn't.
Well, I'm not even talking about like the logistical stuff that they may have broken laws. But, like, you are allowed to bring food on a plane. I guess it would be weird, maybe different with customs and stuff, but I just think wouldn't it be illegal to take a brand's thing and advertise and pretend to be them and then sell their cookies without your...
Depends on who you're asking. Me? Yeah, I would think that's fucking illegal. Them? They literally have like documentation being like, no, this is kosher.
I don't, because the only thing I could compare it to is like, I think of like when people sell like counterfeit, like Gucci and like purses and stuff, and how that's illegal. But this isn't doing that. It's actually selling the real thing. So
yeah, I think that the main issue with this in general is not that they're counterfeiting the product, because or not, but they're the reselling of it. I think that there has to be laws against reselling in general, because especially with food and especially with this kind of timeline all the way across the world, where it's just like there is no way that you're maintaining the integrity of that product, and that like in every single step that it took to get that product there, something didn't go wrong that could like give someone the shits at the very least, or like make them really sick at most. Like Crumble would endorse.
I just
for
googled
sure.
It popped up like people also ask, and says, is reselling against the law? And the answer says, to answer the question quickly, reselling an item that you have purchased is perfectly legal, as you are the owner of the item and can do whatever you please with it. In the United States, the Supreme Court has reinforced multiple cases that individuals are free to resell items that were lawfully purchased. Can you resell branded food? And this says generally no. Selling branded products on your own website or other e-commerce platforms, but what about in person? Without the necessary permissions might lead to legal issues, including copyright infringements. That's, they could pull copyright stuff, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, because they used logos and they... Now they added in their bio that they're not endorsed by Crumble, but that was not there before. So that impersonation changes. It's not like, hey, I'm Mark from Australia who went and bought a bunch of cookies. Who wants some? That's different.
Yeah.
People are informed on like how that came to be, and they can make that decision on their own. Being like, hey, this is Crumble with the box and everything. Mm-mm.
They definitely misled. I think copyright alone, they would be able to come for them. But I'm curious about the laws of just reselling food in general.
Yeah, but we'll keep going with how the event went.
And oh my God, look at the line. There were so many people. We arrived 30 minutes before the pop-up, but there were still so many people in front of us. Because the line was so long, and we were in front of a gas station.
It's like in a tiny little store, yeah.
What was even going on. And then we got a jump scare because the girl who was taking our orders.
Okay, prices. Let's get into prices really quick, because she just pointed to the menu. They were selling one cookie for $17.50 Australian, which equates to $12.05 US dollars. Again, a single Crumble cookie, if I walk down the street right now, is $5.49. So you do the math, but it's a lot fucking more. They have to pay for that flight somehow.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they did have to travel, so... Import costs.
But they have the whole menu here. If you want to get a 5-pack, it's $75 Australian. Bargain. And you could buy a Crumble cookie cutter for $15 each.
What? They're circles. What do you mean a Crumble cookie cutter? What's the difference? But like, they don't even have shapes.
Oh, you haven't seen the Crumble cookie cutters? They cut it into four, like, it's just like literally a little cross that cuts into little sections.
Oh, to cut it after it's made. I thought you meant to like to make it. And I was like, they're just round.
No,
that, because you said there's too much to eat at once. That makes sense.
Not them having the Crumble cookie birthday cake featuring Oreo, another trademark thing they've got to worry about. Well,
it's funny because when I was just thinking about the reselling thing, I was thinking of what's his name from the Bree Powers, Deej the dad, and he has this freeze-dried candy. business, and I was pulling those assets, and I watched a few of them, and he calls, I don't remember what it was, like Softies or something, he calls Skittles after they've been freeze-dried, because he's like,
oh,
didn't want to infringe on copyright and he was gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, even if, like, for instance, like if you make candles, my mom makes candles, if she has one that smells like something that's a Bath and Body Works scent, she's not gonna name it the same fucking thing. It may be something similar, but it's not gonna be the same thing. Same with, like, when people make candles that smell like Fruit Loops and they're like Fruit Hoops.
Yeah, like you know? Have to have some kind of a deal with, for example, like Jack in the Box has Oreo milkshakes or cookies, and like that is branded Oreo though.
They,
so like
they've done happening. Something. Yeah. Yeah. And this is branded Oreo technically, but it's
it does say Oreo.
You know, you can't read that, right? I know with my astigmatism I can't, but can you?
Cookies come with their own individual crumble box. Something cookie. Some are served warm while others are served chilled.
I would have thought there would be a disclaimer there that's like, this is not endorsed by Crumble Cookies.
No, of course not.
$15.50. per cookie,
and we were gonna get three until we saw the prices, so we're like, let's just get two.
Okay, wait, hold on, this is the store, first of all, right next to a gas station, but also
it's a trophy store.
Is the dead giveaway that this looks nothing like what would be a Crumble pop-up? Yeah,
you know, they would put so, they would funnel so much money into that marketing and make it this like cute little pink.
100%. Yeah, this has like a bunch of random trophies and medallions and stuff. Oh, it's a trophy store.
Yeah, it's like where you go get trophies customized.
They couldn't take those down for this, huh? They had to keep
maybe just like put something over the window. I don't know. I do love that laminated sign though.
But like, that's the Crumble logo. It is the pink, the perfect Crumble pink. It all comes in the Crumble boxes all individually, so like that part's on point. Is everything else suspicious? Yes. Would I have fallen for it? Probably, because I fall for everything. But like, I don't know, it just seems like kind of suspicious.
I think a lot of the people probably didn't care,
they just wanted the cookie. Yeah. Right, and it was the cookies. Yeah. So now let's get into a few taste tests.
Oh gosh.
Okay, so after waiting in line for 35 minutes, after waiting in line for 45 minutes, we got Crumble cookie. You only got two because one is $17.50. interesting. Oh, it's breaking off. It's like breaking off. It's like something I can make that for. For regular Stedland 6. Already a 9. It was fresh, so these are breaking apart. In terms of freshness, 0 out of 5. What is this? Twix? It's a 3 out of 10. Out of 1. 1 out of 10? But she sucks. Okay, anyways, we're all rating. I give mine an 8 out of 10. Sucks. Was it worth waiting in line for 45 minutes? Maybe yes, because there's no Crumble here, but no, because people were fighting and the cookies are $17. You should look at the wheel.
Not the people fighting, but you get it. They called out the freshness, that it wasn't tasting super fresh.
I was surprised to hear that she gave it a good taste. It was just that it was not fresh. I guess that isn't surprising because it was a Crumble cookie. It just wasn't fresh.
Again, I've had Crumble cookies a few days later. Totally fine. So I'm just so curious to know how many days later this was. It had to have been like 4 or 5 at least. So I saw this girl and I really like the way she explains it because she's Australian, and obviously there's a bunch of things we don't understand about how things work over there, but she explains how this was all kind of fucked up and she took notes on her iPad. So I really like her.
Informed.
Crumble Sydney. Scam that I can't believe they're getting away with. If you don't think it's a scam, give me 2 minutes of your time and let me share my 2 hours worth of research with you. I have notes. Crumble Sydney claimed to have flown to LA and purchased 700 cookies from Crumble in America and brought them back to Australia. If you know anything about Australian border control, or if you've flown into Australia, you would know they are so strict. I would even claim they are one of the strictest in the world. Yes, you are allowed to bring in biscuits and cakes from overseas into Australia. However, they must be for personal consumption, meaning they cannot be sold. And any fillings or toppings must be cooked with the item.
So apparently they're very strict, obviously, like she said, but yes. Anything that you do bring in, it all has to be cooked together. You can't bring anything topped with something like a Crumble cookie.
Why?
Some would say. I don't know. That's just one of the regulations. I mean, like she said, they're just very strict. So, and also it's for personal consumption. So you're not even allowed to do it in a business.
I mean, that makes sense. They're not supposed to sell things that you are bringing. Yeah.
Yeah. But the whole like topping thing is definitely, it X's them out because it's obviously separate from it was baked and then it was topped. And I think it's maybe for like sanitary reasons. Like once it gets cooked, it's like not harmful or something. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
The cookies aren't put in the oven with the icing on them, so didn't do that. Also, one of the cookies that was being sold was called Crumble Cookie Peanut Butter featuring Snickers. Bestie. If nuts are packed in small pieces of confectionery, they must be in tin sealed under vacuum. And this all came from Australian Border Control's website. But let's give you the benefit of the doubt and say you really did purchase these cookies from Crumble in America. You must know In the crumble cookie terms and conditions, under section 10, prohibited uses, it states that you agree not to use the services to impersonate or attempt to impersonate Crumble. Ooh. This includes their branding, meaning those boxes that you purchased. Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't even have to be in their code of whatever. That's just like copyright law.
Yeah, and it's common sense. But the fact that they even specify it, like they're just like, bitch, don't try to resell our cookies. They are coming for these bitches. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, absolutely. Now we have next trademarks.
Also, their name Crumble is literally trademarked. There it is. And that gives them the exclusive right to use their name, logo, or slogan for their service and their service only. Using their trademark name without permission, which I assume you did, could ultimately face you with legal consequences and legal action. I really hope you earned enough money to pay for those upcoming legal fees, which, by the way, $17.50 for a cookie? Yeah. Moving on. The Australian Competitor and Consumer Commission states that making a false or misleading representation can result in a $2.5 million fine for an individual.
Don't make me that much.
Also get this fine for not delivering products and services that are paid for. That being the actual crumble cookie and not the homemade cookies that you sold.
Whoa. But so she's implying she doesn't think these are even real crumble cookies. She's saying that they just used the branding and then they made these.
I doubt that that's true. I do think they went and got them.
I think they'd probably taste better if they made them.
Yeah, exactly. I think it would have maybe been smarter to just try a bunch of recipes and impersonate them, but they probably thought there's no way we can get away with that.
If you're going up against that risk anyway, and the $2.5 million, like, might as well just make them yourself and hope that they're better.
I can't imagine a world where enough people got together and were like, let's fly to the United States and get crumble cookies and come back and sell them. That just seems so fucking insane. But I mean,
I feel like we've heard weirder things,
right? Maybe. Yeah,
we'll give you the benefit of the doubt and say they were real. Also, under the Australian consumer law, you must be able to ensure your goods and services are safe. How have you done that? Genuine question, because I don't know how you can possibly ensure that. The law also creates a basic set of guarantees for consumers. One of these guarantees being whether it is acceptable quality. And I don't know. Looking at some of those videos, these cookies are looking a bit suspicious. And FYI, a sale made in an unenclosed trestle table or temporary stand may be more likely to an unsolicited consumer agreement. I'm not saying it was, but that is another $2.5 million.
Shut the fuck up.
And lastly, looking at your comments, discussing your further plans to sell in different locations, I must let you know, kindness of my heart, that by Australian law, if you are consistently selling with the intention of making a profit, you are considered a business and need an ABN. Respectfully. Ultimately, they have been incredibly deceitful and manipulative, took advantage of people's desperation to try something viral. And I am genuinely sorry to the people who waited in line for hours and spent their hard-earned money on this shit. It's unfair. Thanks for listening.
Honestly, well done to her. I liked her research.
Right? I thought that she provided a lot of insight that obviously we're not going to know because we just don't know how customs works.
I definitely
especially not in fucking Australia.
Australian law. Yeah, no.
So that was helpful. And I do think that it is so obvious that they're royally fucked. So if you had to guess what their response would be, what do you think? What do you think they would say?
Who?
Crumble Sydney. Not Crumble legitimate Crumble, because they haven't responded.
Well, that's, I'm wondering who makes up this group of people that thought this was a good idea. Is it like it was someone in Sydney, but then also they had a friend in LA and then they like colluded together to do this whole thing? Or
maybe. I'm actually quite excited to see who it is, but I would imagine it's a group of like young people.
Oh, they have to be under like, 25.
Yeah, for sure. Who just like thought they were like slaying with this. Like,
yeah, and like I didn't know that that's illegal.
The reason I want to know more about who did this is because I do kind of want to know how intentional it was, or was it just like pure stupidity? Because
I think that it was happen? I think it was ignorance and maybe not realizing that that's like very illegal for numerous reasons.
They do respond, and their response gives a little bit of insight into why they thought this would be okay. Do I think that most of this research or like just the response is a panic response and they're like, we didn't do anything illegal, we swear? Yes, but they still feel pretty justified, and this was what they said. They actually put out a Google Doc, so that was fun.
I'm also dying in our researcher's note in case they delete this or something. I have screenshots. I'm tired of people deleting stuff after I make these docs.
You know what? Valid, because same. It happens every fucking time. Yeah. Okay, so this Google Doc says, hi everyone, we want to address the drama surrounding the event. And then they do like a FAQ where it's just answering questions. Are you officially Crumble?
No, we never claimed to be an official Crumble store. This was clearly stated in bio and our comments. Our goal was to bring the authentic Crumble cookies to Australia by importing the cookies directly from the USA.
Importing.
I will say there is so much evidence. Two bios. The one they had before, the one they had after. They did not disclose that they were not Crumble.
What did the bios
say? They did
say?
That now. So right now it says not endorsed by Crumble, just fans importing. And it has the Google Doc. That's all it says now. Before, I want to say it was very close to their YouTube thing, but you'll have to find it. It was like coming to Australia, Crumble coming to Australia, something like that.
Oh my God. That's insane that they're trying to like backtrack and say that.
Well, because it's just gaslight. And I mean, I'm sure they're panicking because they fucking know what's coming, but that's no excuse. Like you're lying.
Yeah.
Are they genuine Crumble cookies? Yes, 100%. We traveled to the US to purchase the cookies and imported them. I love the imported them. But you put them on your plane with you.
Imported.
Like you checked in your luggage. Like, stop it. With their original packaging, we did not bake them ourselves. See below Crumble receipts and matching bank transfers. And they show that they paid one payment was $2,663. The other was $1,002.
It doesn't say receipts. It says recipes.
Does it?
I think it should say receipts. I think that's what they meant.
Wait. Oh my God. That's true. They spell receipts. Seats wrong. It's recipes. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Which is even funnier because it's like,
because it's cookies. So. Man, they earned a lot of crumbs from Crumble cookies. They're set for life.
It's to fund their next import.
Uh-huh. Then it says trademark concerns. Crumble's trademarks are available, and then they give the website. But this is such a fucking lie. It says we did not use their trademarks in our videos on TikTok. That's a fucking lie. You did. We saw it on the YouTube thing alone where it's the Crumble logo. I just can't imagine how they think that putting a picture of a cookie next to a Crumble box and also selling it in its original box and posing as them. But like, especially the marketing that's like Crumble's hitting Australia and it's their logo, the one that they made in the US. That is stealing their trademark. Like, what are you talking about? My favorite is they specify that Crumble cookies should be kept at room temperature in an airtight container for up to 3 days or refrigerated for up to 7 days. We kept them to these requirements. Some were warm to enhance their texture, which is what Crumble does as well. Does Crumble travel for 24 hours on a fucking plane? Like, what are you talking about? Like, we did the same thing they do. They reheat it too. They made it yesterday, bitch. It's different.
But it says like in an airtight container. So did you put the boxes in an airtight container? Because like,
oh my God, I'm fucking dead. This statement is out of control. While most customers enjoyed the cookies, a couple of influencers felt they didn't meet expectations. We apologize that they don't live up to expectations. However, they're just cookies at the end of the day.
That you charge $17 for.
Dead. If I paid $12 for one cookie and it wasn't good, bitch, we're fighting. We're fighting in the parking lot.
There may be a small difference in qualities. Some flavors may not appeal to some people. Oh my God.
I can't.
A lot of people have reached out to us who were saying they were delicious and thank you for selling them.
See below. Not the see below and the DM screenshots, please. Oh my God.
See, we have really pixelated receipts.
And my favorite part is one of the receipts they're showing is someone saying, hi, Crumble Cookie. You're not Crumble Cookie. You should have said, we're not Crumble Cookie, but like, glad you like that we brought them. And no, that's not what they said. They just said, thanks for coming. It's like, what is happening?
This Google Doc is very poorly formatted as well.
I know. It is. It's driving me nuts, actually.
Oh my God.
I know, it gets better. So they break down the profit and cost, I guess, to justify why they are charging $17.50 for a cookie. It says, this event was never about profit. We aimed to bring the cookies to Crumble fans. Okay, you martyr. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, person. Such martyrs. Not all heroes wear capes.
Like, you didn't have to do that. Like, people can... First of all, again, overrated cookie. I promise you can live your whole life without trying a Crumble cookie and you'll be just fine. In-N-Out, I can't say the same thing. I think you should try that at least once in your life.
I feel like that's also like a cultural movement. It's not because TikTok made it viral because they look good and aren't good.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that it's like, we aim to bring cookies to Crumble fans. Well, you know what? Crumble didn't feel like they wanted to bring them to the fans in Australia for whatever reason. So maybe you should have looked at that and been like, I guess there's a reason why they're not here.
And why Crumble? There's so many other brands that I'm sure people want to try. And why not reach out to them? Maybe they did, but they're not specifying, hey, we reached out to Crumble and they didn't want to be a part of it or something, even though that wouldn't have made it better. But like, I'm so confused. Like,
well, because the reason that Crumble got big is very much because of like social media virality. And it's that people share them and it looks really good,
right?
Which is such a common thing with so many food places, because even like when we used to do Lunchy Break at Clever, we'd go like, try random things that are going viral. And like, honestly, a lot of the time they're not very good because they're much more for the picture than they are for the taste.
Yeah.
Cookies have had like quite the moment in the last few years because of Yeah. That. I feel like if you go on YouTube, there's tons of people doing like taste tests, and TikTok too, where it's like trying all these like mom and pop cookie brands that are really trying to like get their business from going viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
So yeah, they could have definitely tried other ones, but they wanted probably the, because influencers eat crumble. Like Kylie Jenner, I know, is obsessed. Right.
They
with
knew
crumble
it could be a viral thing that they would make a shit ton of money on, period. That's what it is. But they said, we did not aim to make money, and some rough costs are below. I love the rough costs. This is just a bullet point estimates thing that they could have made in 5 minutes that has zero evidence to back it up.
I was going
to
say, where are the receipts here? You showed the crumble receipts. Where are the flight receipts?
It says 4K on flights and luggage, which I believe, I mean, Australia, US, far away. 6K on the cookies and packaging. 2,000 in duties, taxes, and customs brokering.
What's customs brokering? They're like handing 20s to all the customs people.
There's a lot of people like international who will want to buy like nail polishes for instance, right? And nail polishes is like a heavily monitored thing with customs because of the chemicals and all that shit, whatever. So to get the product to you is way more fucking expensive than it would ever be worth. And not only that, it's an extremely lengthy process. The inspections and the things that have to take place take so long that I cannot fucking fathom that if you had to pay that much in duties, taxes, customs, all that stuff, that that shit wasn't sitting there for four fucking days in customs. Like, to me, that's like, oh no, that took way too long for sure. There's no way you got it through there in like a few hours.
Even like when you go to Cabo, you have to fill out, it's like, are you bringing, like, I know like fruit's a big thing, and isn't there fruit actually in some of these, or maybe it was all like cookies and stuff, but
I don't think Crumble does fruits.
They do like they'll do like a strawberry shortcake though, or like,
oh right,
yeah. So I don't know if that applies to like fruit because it's not like produce, but yeah, no, that's interesting, because like, I mean, you have to claim if you're bringing back like anything,
dude. So, it is so strict. And 700 cookies, I would imagine.
Yeah, and that's not like, and usually it's like, if I bought something in Mexico, like I can get away with not like being like, oh, come look at my luggage and stuff, because it's like nothing. But like, you can't get away. 700 cookies sounds like a sitcom.
It's insane.
Before we go any further, we have another word from another sponsor, Rocket Money.
If you guys don't already know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. I will forever be thankful to Rocket Money, not only for helping me cancel my unwanted subscriptions that I had forgotten about and I was literally just wasting money by them just existing and me not knowing about it, but also their budgeting tools have been so helpful to me. I mentioned last time that we talked about them that I was trying to start budgeting, and I have, and it just breaks down everything. It's so helpful. You know how much you spend a week, you know what you spend it on, it categorizes everything for you. It's just amazing.
It also flags things if there's like suspicious purchases that it's like you wouldn't normally do that, and that's nice because I would like to know if anyone is going anywhere other than Target and In-N-Out. And you know it works because Rocket Money has saved over 5 million users a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions alone.
And if you use all the features on the app, it could save you up to $740 a year. So stop wasting money on things you don't use and cancel your unwanted subscriptions by heading over to rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
That's rocketmoney.com/DWKT. rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much to Rocket Money for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. But anyway, they said they paid over $1,000 in staffing. Then they put additional costs for microwaves, tables, venue, marketing.
Someone couldn't lend their microwave.
Yeah, it just all doesn't make... That venue did not look expensive. It kind of looked like you knew the owner, no offense, but like, okay.
Maybe it was marketing expensive. It's like, well, how many people was this? Like, didn't you just do it?
It seemed like it was just your idea and you put the TikToks up, but okay. And also you just stole the marketing from Crumble, so yeah. It doesn't seem like that would be too expensive.
You just did a little photoshopping, but it was not... It was probably like Canva.
It says, with all these expenses, we set the prices without an intention of making a large profit. Before it was that you weren't doing this for profit, period. Now it's like just a little one, not a huge one.
And also I feel like this was like maybe, I mean, it seems like maybe they had a few more successful smaller ones before, but it's like if this went well, then they're bringing in 1400 cookies next time.
Exactly. Importing and reselling is called parallel imports. Don't you patronize me, Crumble Cookies, Sydney. I swear to God, I will lose it right here, right now. They're like, that's called freaking parallel imports, idiots. Parallel imports are legal, and more information can be found, and then they give a website that is not linked and you have to freaking copy and paste it. Great job on your doc. Customs and compliance. We followed all legal procedures, declaring the cookies as commercial goods and obtaining the necessary approvals from Australian customs. We've attached a customs entry with sensitive information redacted to confirm that everything was imported legally and cleared by biosecurity. And let's zoom in here. Oh.
And it's really pixelated.
Yeah.
The goods identified below have been released from biosecurity control and may be collected by the owner. All time stated on this document are Austrian Standard Time. So it has listed 5 different flavors. Wasn't there 6?
Was there?
Because that's usually their menu is 6 at a time.
Yep. There. Oh, no.
Oh, no,
the
it
cutter,
was the cookie cutter.
Cutter.
Sorry,
no, there was only 5.
So it has like the flavors and there's like percentages, which I'm assuming they took off the fucking Crumble website.
Yeah, but more so I'm kind of wanting to know what date this was on. Well, yeah, is this real? But also what date was that on?
Oh, good. Because it's like, see at the right if there's anything.
Nothing.
It's important information that's been redacted, perhaps.
Because it's like, when did they even like hit customs? Because again, it's not like you could tell customs, you're not like a super large business. You're not going to be like, hey, we're expecting this, like be ready and like, we got to get these through fast. You know what I mean? Like, come on. It took a while to get through it.
Our research girly, not ours, but the one we watched a second ago, didn't she say that like, if you're going to sell things that you have to have a business?
I mean, maybe they do. It's not hard to open a business, at least not in the US. So I don't know if it's hard there to open a business.
Yeah,
maybe they did.
You would have to have like a food business specifically, I think.
Oh, is that what she meant by that? Like you would have to have all the regulations of
food
businesses?
Well, no, I think it's probably just to sell products. But if you're selling food specifically, you would have to have a food license of some kind.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
In conclusion, what they put on their statement was, "We hope this clears up any confusion. Thank you to those who supported us and gave us valuable feedback. Please note that we are not affiliated with the ABN, a bunch of numbers, Crumble Cookies Sydney. They have registered the business name, are not involved in this business whatsoever. Additionally, the trophy shop..." Not the trophy shop. The store that they held it next to, it says, is unrelated. They are not involved in the business and reaching out to either of them or sharing their information will not be beneficial. Oh my God, I'm dead. So they're saying Crumble Cookie Sydney. I guess someone else trademarked that once they...
But then it says, to contact us, please message us at... Oh, no. So this says our only page.
Crumble Sydney.
So that YouTube may... I don't think it's them.
But it's all the content they put on their TikTok.
It might just be like, someone being like stupid that... They like...
Oh, you think it was someone that re-uploaded it?
I don't know.
Because it is the same. Like, there was multiple ones where they posted what Crumble Sydney posted. And then it is the ones that were on the YouTube. So it is like the same exact post that they were posting.
And because that whole March thing in the other places don't... It doesn't match up. Let me see. When were these other videos
I wonder
uploaded?
Too. Maybe they're saying this is our only page. Or maybe they mean like only active page. Or maybe they forgot about their YouTube. But it could be too. Who knows? And again, this wasn't Crumble Cookie Sydney because this was listing all the other locations. And Sydney isn't even located on there.
Wait, and yeah, one of their videos says we are officially launching in Australia 2025.
But this one right here, this cookie one next to the box, that was the pop-up. And that was absolutely posted on their TikTok before it was deleted. So my question is this like a string of people who like... Hey, this became successful and maybe they are all working together. Ugh, I don't know. I mean, it's all fucking shady regardless. But
I kind of
like,
want to look into more about that business because that's weird that there's... Because like, what if it was real Crumble Cookie that like made...
Crumble Cookie in
Australia?
Yeah,
that's why it was taken.
Sydney,
but like,
yeah.
I don't know. This is all just so odd.
And when you do shit like this, that like you're stealing marketing, and again, that has been confirmed, like, yes, they deleted everything, but people re-uploaded a lot of stuff too, so you can see it. Like, they did use a lot of this, even if this YouTube wasn't specifically them, they used all the same shit, all the same marketing stuff, being like, we're coming to Sydney. Like, it was very sensationalized and posing as Crumble. And I just can't imagine, like I said before, a world where they don't get sued to hell with this. Like, seriously, I feel like they're gonna get so screwed. They are not even ready.
Yeah, I feel like they think they like cheated the system or something, and it's like, I don't think so.
And I mean, their statement says it all, right? Like, they feel really justified in doing it. Like, it just feels like, you guys just don't get how the law works. And like, we're called importers, parallel importers. Have you heard of it? It's like, shut the fuck up. I can't. I wonder if they're gonna keep trying to go with this, because now people have clocked their ass. But that's pretty much it. People sold cookies in Australia, old ass fucking cookies from God knows where they bought it here in the US. And I just think that's the weirdest business move ever. I can't believe a group of people decided that that was a good idea.
Well, and also to double down and defend themselves is insane. Like, that's just like, they should just shut the fuck up and not, like, they should disappear.
That's where our like theory of ignorance and stuff kind of goes out the window. It's like okay, well, now you're weirdly just confident
that they didn't do anything wrong, and it's like, I think you did.
I'm excited to see the lawsuit that comes out of that. Anyway, don't buy Crumble cookies in Australia. Okay, moving on to our second topic. This one's kind of quick, but I thought that it was, I mean, I feel like we've been like on a makeup artist kick a little bit, you know, Kazaya, like we've just been exploring makeup artists that are a little bit less than professional, one could say.
Is because I keep getting them, wasn't Kazaya the dress one?
No, that's Kazay. Get a grip. Kazaya's from the Key Look.
Got it. Sorry. I don't know if I would say we've dabbled in makeup artists specifically. It's been brides, but
yeah, now there's a crossover. This is actually a bride. No, this is a bride too.
Oh, got it. Okay.
It's a bride that her name is Akira, and unfortunately she hired Kalia. We'll just let Akira talk about it because honestly, I don't want to ruin it. But you know, Kalia did something that was not great.
Hey y'all, I wanted to come out here and tell y'all the story about how my makeup artist canceled on me the night before.
Is POV, your makeup artist cancels on you at 9:22 the night before your wedding to do JT's makeup from the City Girls? Who's that?
You know City Girl, rapper?
No.
JT. JT's dating Lil Uzi. I'm pretty sure.
No, she has 7 million followers.
Did I get that right?
I feel like I should.
No, yeah. Yeah, she's huge. She's in the City Girls. Oh, you don't know City Girls?
Never heard this in my life, no.
I'm actually shook right now. Okay, well, whatever. But basically what she's saying is, I had a wedding. I had secured her. She canceled for a rapper. That's, like, I would lose my fucking
the
mind.
The night before at 9:22, I would lose my ever-loving shit.
Hey, y'all. I wanted to come out here and tell y'all the story about how my makeup artist canceled on me the night before my wedding at 9:22 to do JT's makeup. So I originally met her July 5th, and we did a bridal child makeup. She did a really, really good job. I'll show y'all. It was pretty much exactly what I was looking for.
Walking
Yeah, I noticed this when I first watched it. I was like, okay, can't see shit, because she has the big ass caption the entire video and you can't see anything talking about.
That's actually kind of funny because it's idea. Like, didn't want to give her any good promo.
Or I wanted like a very princessy light look, light makeup, bright
She's still
eyes.
Pointing to it.
Perfect. Yeah. She did have this rule. She said that we can't book her makeup until 3 months before the event. So then I messaged her.
That's weird already. I think that's strange. I mean, everybody has their own rules.
Maybe
I
she just like has a kind of unpredictable schedule.
Maybe, yeah.
Like on the 27th of that month, because it was like 3 months away from the wedding, September 27th. So this was August 1st. I messaged her, actually. Correction. But it was still, you know, I had months out. So again, this is my message. Then she responds back. And I said, okay, what do you exactly want me to email you? She tells me and I email her. No response. So then August 6th, she goes, hey babe, I saw your email. I'm going to open up my site. Thanks. August 7th, good morning. Just let me know when I can open it so I can book you. August 15th, hey babe, I should have known she was playing games. I should have known. Then I message her again. Can I book? She said, hey babe, calling you right. I called her on the phone. I'm going to call you right back. We're still on for your wedding makeup. Okay, thank you. September 2nd. Hello, the wedding's in 24 days. Are you able to do my makeup or not? Because at this point, I DM'd her, I called her, messaged her. But she did so perfect on my makeup. I really want her to do it. She said, hey babe, it's the 27th. I can do it. So she explains all of this. She's waiting on confirmation from another client. I don't know why, when, you know, I had reserved 3 months ago, like, talked to her, had the trial, been trying to book, but okay. And at this time, we talked on the phone. I'm like, you're going to be there. She's like, I am. I'm so sorry. Like, and I'm a Christian. We talked about Christ and all this other stuff. And I was just like, okay, you know what? She's been finicky, but it's okay. It's okay. She said we're good. So my wedding was, again, September 27th. Hurricane Helene came. And it was raining that morning, but it should have been clear that afternoon. So we had talked on the phone that morning.
Is she in Atlanta? When she said that, I'm like, wait a second. That's exactly what happened here, bitch. Is she in fucking Georgia? I cannot.
She's good. We're good for today. And then she texts me this later on. Hey, the weather is look like it's worsening. Let me know if anything changes. I go, hey, thanks for the concern.
Looking for an out.
They said, because they gave us an option. They said, okay, you can keep it for the 27th or you can move it to the 28th. But a lot of my family came in town from out of state. So I said, we're just going to keep it on the 27th. The weather looks good. Why? So that was this morning. Why at 9:22 p.m.? Hey, I'm sorry. JT just booked me for New York tomorrow. I'm going to call with her, so I have to go. I'm looking for a makeup artist for you right now. I go, girl, ain't no way. You knew you had my wedding. I'm so confused.
Ain't no fucking way, for real.
The night before my wedding. Why go on Instagram? She's already with JT. She was already gone out the state.
That's why she was like, oh, the weather's not looking good.
The weather seems really bad, girly. I hope it doesn't cancel your wedding. Like, you know when you, like, don't want to go somewhere, but, like, you already agreed to it and stuff, but you're just like, oh, my God, girly. Like, if you're not feeling it, like, that's totally fine. Like, I heard there was traffic. Like, that's fucking crazy. That's what she was trying to pull. She was trying to test the waters in New
see,
York.
It's like, how can I get out of canceling? Like, how can I see if she might want to? No, that's
yeah,
not
at this work. Is a part two.
Okay, this is a good question, and it leads to part two. So, she did try to find somebody for me to go to. She sent me these two light-skinned girls and said that she's available.
First of all, as someone who has been a makeup artist before, I understand if there is a health emergency or a family emergency or something that you
or
genuinely
perhaps
like,
you found
hey,
out your
I
boyfriend was
someone.
Cheating on you and you were going to be an emotional mess and you should have canceled.
Yeah. Yeah, or that, which that was different because at least she had a team that was already going to work on the people. Yeah, like, yeah, it's just like, yeah. You could just work yeah. on the bride. But I understand having to find someone last minute because it's like, hey, we need to make something work out of a situation that was unforeseeable. And I know where her head was at, where it's just like, I'm not going to turn down an opportunity to do makeup for
this
someone that's
famous.
This
could make my career, like, versus, like, this one girl is going to be mad at me. Except TikTok
yeah.
exists.
Except now a lot of people are mad at you. No, but, like, ethically, it is wrong. And trying to find someone to just do your makeup last minute, especially as a bride, that's super nerve-wracking. Like, you
there's
don't know
a reason
what
there's
do.
Trials and stuff beforehand because
exactly.
it's like they want to know what your work is like. And
exactly.
That she's available tomorrow and her work's amazing. I said, well, I paid you to do a bridal trial, you know, and I booked you for the wedding makeup. Like, why are you doing this? Because I'm not famous? And then I said, refund me all my money because she refunded me half of the money the day after my wedding. So that was for when I booked her to do my wedding. But then I paid for a bridal trial, which was like, okay, I want you to do my wedding makeup and you're available to do my wedding makeup. So I want both of my money. Give me all my money back. She said, I'll refund you. Do you want to confirm with her? What's your Cash App? I found the girl's Instagram. I did not like the way she did makeup on dark skin people. As y'all can see in the first part, that's not the type of makeup look I want, and I just don't personally like it. This is like a up close, and no offense to whoever Instagram this is, honestly. I just personally don't like it. And I told her that. I said, I don't like the way she does dark skin people. Does not look good. She goes, you're not dark skin. And she does very good work.
Stop it.
I've seen it in person.
Stop it.
So I respond. I said, I am dark skin. I just told you I don't like the way she does the makeup. You're saying you've seen it in person and I'm not dark skin. What does that have to do with how I feel about someone doing my makeup on my wedding? I said, you're literally not responding to anything important I'm saying. How are you going to cancel on me the night before my wedding? You just confirmed this morning.
Oh my God.
I said, girl, I see you in court. I said, and I'm reporting you to the board.
Oh, snap.
But then I tried to find her on the board and her name didn't pop up. So maybe she's unlicensed. I don't know.
Stop
then,
it.
The day of my wedding at 12:38 p.m., she goes, hey, Kylie Young Miami's makeup is available for 3 p.m. Girl, it's 12:38. My wedding starts at 5.
Yeah, it was like 3 p.m.
Don't even text me no more. I did find somebody to do my makeup. I'll tag her here. So this is actually who ended up doing my makeup. Her name is Tells Makeup on Instagram. She was so sweet. She was literally so amazing. super last minute, you know, that morning she texted me because I was like the night before crying, messaging every makeup artist I know. And she messaged me back and was like, I can take you that morning. Well,
that's the thing. It's not like there were no other options. It's that you didn't know you were going to have to find one the day before.
And also, it's like when you find someone, I mean, I don't know if this is a universal experience or maybe I just have a weird fucking face. But like most of the times I've gotten my makeup done, I've hated it. And I've just been like, fuck, that doesn't look good. I feel like a lot of people are different, maybe less picky than I am. I don't know. I feel like my makeup needs to be done a certain way. So like if someone did it right and like only one person has ever done my makeup that I didn't have to like go in the bathroom and fix it, then I would obviously want that person to like do my makeup for my wedding, and I wouldn't want to have to find someone else to do it.
I mean, the whole reason you do a trial is because you want to make sure that it's something that's like checked off the list. Don't have to worry about it. Like, I mean, I've never been married, but I've heard weddings are pretty stressful. So like, that's not something you want to be concerned about, like that you're not going to like it and you're going to have to like fix it yourself. I know even just for shoots at Clever, we usually have the same makeup artists, Mary Beth and Brian, shout out to them because love them. And they did a great job every time. I don't know if it was that they brought in like assistants or like, I think we just had to hire more sometimes because there was more people and like we needed more people done in a quicker time. And I remember one time someone did my hair. They still did my makeup, so that wasn't a concern. But oh my God, she gave me like Shirley Temple curls.
Oh no. Well, that you could just like brush them out,
maybe? Yeah, kind of. But I wasn't looking in the mirror while she was doing my hair because it was like super crowded in the little room. So I was like facing a different direction. And I just remember glancing over and seeing it like halfway through and being like, or not even halfway, it was like almost done. Bad. And then I just remember like shooting looks to Brian and being like, and Mary Beth being like, do you see what's happening? And I think one of them ended up helping me fix it afterwards. And we tried to just like straighten a lot of it out. But it was like, what are you doing? And it was like very stressful. And that was for a random shoot that I didn't give
imagine
a fuck about.
Your wedding. Yeah.
So this morning when I posted the video, she sent me a text saying, hey, can you send me the video of TikTok? I can't find it. I don't know if someone sent it to her, comment on her Instagram. She then goes on my TikTok and posts this. I didn't block your number. I blocked your Instagram because I figured this would happen. Again, I apologize, babe. I do your makeup for free for twice can make up for it.
Okay, stop. Bitch, the charades. Shut enough. Up.
She's not getting married again. Like, oh yeah, perfect. Girls night out next week. Awesome.
And okay, you're going to do my makeup free twice. What if someone else books you? Then you're going to be like, actually, girly, I can't make it. Bitch, she doesn't trust you anymore.
Yeah, I was
going
to say,
reason.
Why the fuck would she want you to come do her makeup? And what for?
Insane.
Yeah.
I go, do you do this often? You knew this was going to happen, huh? I said, I don't need my makeup done. I needed it done for my wedding, right?
Period. Yeah.
And before she actually commented this, she commented one more and said, yes, it was me. I didn't even tag her on TikTok. I didn't tag her, nothing. Stop. She wanted to comment herself. Now she's texting me and saying she's going to take me to court now. So then she sends this, basically saying, I understand you're upset about the situation, but trying to expose and tear down my business isn't going to change the past. I referred you to multiple people. I would hate to send your workplace, Keller Williams, a cease and desist letter. If you don't delete the video, we can go to court like you mentioned.
Whoa. She would send your workplace? She works at Keller Williams and she was going to send a cease? Why?
I think she was just trying to find the most intimidating thing to say and it made sense, which is why she replied, let's do it.
I don't think Keller Williams gives a fuck. Why are you...
Cease and desist having an employee who speaks negatively about me. Like,
first
that's
of all,
because
she blocked me on my work page too. I put my real estate license on inactive because I'm still in college. Okay. I was like, okay, I'm going to just finish and then I'm going to go back. So I don't know where you think you're going with this, but you're going nowhere. Second of all, I can take you to small claims court and get up to $15,000 from you, by the way. But if you like I said, I mean, I was planning on doing it anyways, but you go ahead, let's do it. So she's basically threatening me now. I said, okay, let's do it.
Don't even understand what the threat of suing her would be for.
Like, just panic, just pure panic. Has to just be that. I mean, makes no sense otherwise. But then the makeup artist responds.
You guys, I'm going viral.
Oh my God.
TikTok. And it's crazy being publicly humiliated, but when you're in Christ, I don't look to social media in the world for acceptance, mercy, grace, compassion. Like, I look to God for it. So
is God booking you as a makeup artist? What do you
Did
mean?
Did God tell you to go do the City Girls makeup and abandon that poor woman on her wedding?
One, just acting like negative reviews. She doesn't let them affect her. Well, they're gonna affect your business, girly. I don't know what to tell you.
Someone commented here, the godly gaslight is insane. And that's what this is.
Well, and also it's giving, I'm so unbothered while being like incredibly bothered.
Yeah, you're literally just gaslighting people and using God to do it. That's it.
Humiliate me, make me feel small. I serve the God that created the world. I serve the God that created the world. And so even in my mistakes, God forgives. Even
so
in
you
my
admit
mistakes,
it was
God
a mistake.
Has grace and mercy. He's sovereign. But y'all don't know that because y'all don't know God. So I hope y'all take this time to find him. And I'm praying for you guys. Just like I prayed for the girl, she was crying. I'm going to pray for y'all. Because even in my apology, even it's never enough.
When have we heard the apology? The world...
When she offered to do the makeup twice, didn't she say?
Oh, maybe she threw in a sorry.
But... I hate you. People who don't even know me are in my inbox. Y'all don't know me. But guess what? The Bible says, touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed. God will exalt you above your enemies. He will use your enemies as a footstool.
Mm-hmm. So the other girl could say the same.
No.
The thing is that when people use the Bible like this, it's such a weak argument because, yeah, it could always be flipped. And it's just like, well, what? Why are you not abiding by the same fucking rules?
Yeah, well,
then?
No,
it's
like, why? Like, no one knows God except you. That feels weird.
Yeah. And also super condescending and also likely not accurate. My kids are losing it. Sorry, guys. It's getting late.
Well, no, yeah. No, this is giving weird. Like, also, why are you outing yourself? She didn't even tag you.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people do. I feel like we've covered a lot of stories where they do that. And it's just like,
all
okay,
the time.
Here they
it's
go
like,
again.
Okay,
it's just like,
I
it's
guess,
me.
Like, Ellen's going viral. Yeah, I can tell that you're really close with God and don't think about anything else.
Yeah, I already talked to God about this because I want to represent God's kingdom. Professionally, I do. I want to be a good steward with my business.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You know? She wants to represent God professionally? I think then you need to work for the church, ma'am, not be a makeup artist for rappers.
And even if you wanted to represent God in the way that you act, whether that is
you're not doing
in a business
that.
Setting or whatever, yeah, canceling, like, I would think, and I mean, maybe I'm just going, you know, a little crazy here. I mean, I'm not the most religious person, but I was once upon a time. And it's just like, do you think God and Jesus would want you to chase riches? And go to the
I was
rapper?
Just gonna say, isn't there a whole thing about like not being greedy?
Yeah. Yep, there is. And I think
someone
she
so
forgot
close to,
that part.
Yeah, I was like, someone so close to God should probably know that. But
and if you look back at their texts with her and the bride, there are multiple texts where they talked about spirituality and God and all that stuff. So you had that close relationship with her and you knew that she had the same, you know, kind of beliefs that you did, and you bonded over that and you abandoned her for riches.
That's what Akira said in the beginning of the video. She's like, they both like were Christians and they bonded over Christ, and then she was like, but a rapper just called me, so bye.
Yeah, doesn't sound very godly.
In this moment, I fell short. And I have fallen short many times in representing my business unto God. But he's doing the work in me. And so we're going to move on from this, and that's fine. But it's just crazy how the world will tear you down. Nobody has emailed me to tell me how proud they are of me. of how many...
What? Bro, what the fuck is happening
proud
right
of
now?
What? You bailing on a
girl?
Girl,
I didn't even know
wedding?
You existed. Like,
this
what are
is
you talking
insane.
About?
Like, are you sure you love God or do you love yourself? Because this seems like...
Here's the thing. There's virality. There's praise for good things. And that happens every day on the internet. And some people, many people actually, do highlight those things. And they do talk about that. And it is praised.
But when you do something wrong, you don't automatically also then get people going, but look at all the good stuff she's done. No, but,
no,
but we're
and
talking
also,
about bad things.
You don't just deserve virality because you exist on the internet. That's not how the internet works. Like, it is a place where people can go viral and it could bless them and literally change their lives,
or
you could just exist on it, find a few clients, utilize it to your best abilities, and like call it a day. Her thinking like she deserved praise, first of all, sounds greedy again. Like, sounds like you want to be like, I don't know, put on a pedestal that you may not deserve.
Well, but then also you said like virality, yeah, come, it can have good things that come with it, but I feel like more often than not, virality is not coming for good reasons. It's people going viral because they're being like canceled for bad behavior, which is exactly what's happening here. Why would they go out of their way to find good things you've done when you're not even acknowledging the bad thing?
I think she just has a very skewed perception of how the internet works. And a victim complex, yeah.
How many good things I've done, but one thing that you see, you don't even know me. You're ready to tear me to shreds. That shows what your heart looks like. But this is why you can't put your faith in the world. The world hates you. The world is here to destroy you, to give you a lack of faith, all of this stuff, tear you apart.
I'm sure Akira could say that about you.
Publicly humiliate you. They don't even know you. They ain't ever even, like, they ain't like the picture or post, nothing. But here to tear you to stress, but guess what? I never look to y'all for validation, to tell me who I am. God tells me who I am.
God redeems me. He's a restoration God.
Well, thank God, because you need some redeeming.
You. Okay? I don't need you. I need Jesus.
And also, it sounds like you do need them because you were just mad that people weren't praising you.
This gives a really fucking bad name to religion, in my opinion, especially as someone who used to be a part of the church. This gives, you cannot hold yourself accountable unless you believe that you have read something or heard something from God directly himself that tells you that something is wrong. I've like said it a million times, especially to like my mom, who's super religious. And I tell her, I'm like, Mom, just because I don't believe in God, I have a moral compass. I have ethics. I care if I hurt people. That is like important to me. And I don't need anybody else to tell me. And like, if you do need someone to tell you, and like, it's this extreme, where you're just like, no, like, all I need is God, then that concerns me, because you really don't give a shit how you treat people. You don't care if you really hurt her or stressed her out or ruined her day. Doesn't matter to you, because God said it was fine.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's funny to imply that someone that isn't religious has no moral compass and just no morals in general and doesn't really care about other people. Yeah. Because meanwhile, you're weaponizing religion and God to just excuse your bad behavior that no one else is forgiving you for. And you're like, well, it doesn't matter what you think, God has forgiven me. And it's like, has God forgiven you, or did you just kind of forgive yourself because you didn't think it was a big deal?
I feel like it's this weird misconstruing of events where it's like, you can have peace in yourself. It's kind of like how I always talk about, like, people defend themselves no matter what it is that they do. As a human, you want to defend yourself. You want to feel like, no matter what, my intent was good or whatever.
She's not even really doing that.
But I feel like she uses religion to do that. Oh, so yeah. Like, she will say, God told me it was fine. But in reality, she just was like, well, it wasn't a fucking
That's
big
what I'm
deal.
Saying.
Or like, if it wasn't,
I'm
so sorry. Like, get over it.
Did he, or did you just decide it was fine because you didn't want to deal with it and you thought that this, like, no, she's operating for selfish reasons because she wanted to further her career, which apparently she claims she wants to professionally work with God, which I'm like, no, it sounds like you wanted to work with rappers because you'd be more successful and you didn't care who you were going to just, like, fuck over along the way. And then you were like, well, God would have wanted me to be successful, so it's fine.
100%.
100%. Like, what?
It's just
no.
Gaslighty as hell. Yeah. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
And that's who I have. And I hope that you can have him too, because the unforgiveness that you have in your heart for somebody that didn't hurt you is insane. The fact that y'all are willing to speak for this woman and have hate in your heart for me for somebody else just shows that you already had it in your heart. I'm just in your path. There's no way you could be that mad at somebody that didn't hurt you.
No, but also, she's seeming to also, like, kind of overlook the whole, like, actions speak louder than words, and, like, how you present yourself and how you conduct yourself is going to have an effect on what other people see, which, guess what? Whether you want to believe it or not, their opinions do matter. It's not just God looking at you. You are having to live with the other people, us mortals on earth.
And honestly, the people that I know that are religious and that I respect the most are people that do care deeply and check themselves and understand, even regarding religion. Like, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. This is what I believe, and it's important to me. And, like, you don't have to believe what I believe. I love you. You respect me. I respect you. Like, I think that existing amongst people and, like, holding space for other people and their feelings and how you affect them and you hurt them is what makes you a good person. And I think she just lacks that entirely. She has this, like, extreme disassociation, or I don't know what the fuck this is, where it's just like, well, God said it's fine. Bye. God said it's fine. Hope you find that one day. I hope I don't find whatever the fuck it is you found, girl.
Right? I'm like, delusional confidence and just, like, lack of empathy. I'm also like, isn't there, like, I know that God's all about forgiveness and yeah. But isn't there also, like, penance? Isn't that a thing? And, like, you're supposed to, like, repent for your sins and, like, do, like, she doesn't seem to think this was one.
Honestly, it's very rare that I find someone that quotes, like, one part of the Bible and doesn't take into context all of the
other parts. She definitely is cherry picking what helps her.
There's nuance. Yeah.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
And like, people are human and you make mistakes and it's not super cut and dry. But like, ultimately, like, my thing about it has always been, I don't think Jesus would want you guys to like hate gay people and like hate poor people and all this shit. And I'm just like, you think Jesus wanted you to go do JT's makeup?
Literally, that's my point. Wedding? I'm like, it seems come like on. You just wanted to go do JT's makeup. And then you're like, oh,
and
no,
now you feel justified.
I checked with the big man. Yeah. He said it's fine.
Honestly, it does bother me because it does. And like, I say this a lot, not all religious people are the same.
It's the people that weaponize it to fit their agenda, whether that's a political agenda or if it's their personal agenda. Yeah. Like this. Also, like, to say that, oh, and everyone's just coming at me for that girl and kind of like being dismissive about, hey, maybe if the whole internet is siding with someone else and you already acknowledge that you did something wrong, maybe it kind of all makes sense. Within. Maybe you should do some more self-reflecting and realize why everyone's mad at you. And no one is saying that you've never done anything good, but you just did something bad and are not really acknowledging it. So that's why everyone's trying to remind you.
Exactly. And our researcher did put here that there was a part two. Don't care to watch it, to be honest. But it says, she says that she can go into any industry or business and be successful because she has God. And we just don't understand.
Oh. Well, you so only need God. You don't need any of the people that are going to, like, you know, be
customers.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't need any of the people that are going to, like, use your business. Of course, that's not important.
But apparently the last update we have is she posted an Instagram story yesterday.
Oh, I don't like this attitude.
So I just woke up. I got into Atlanta from Boston this morning because I had a bride there.
Not Atlanta.
It's Atlanta.
So I just woke up. So many messages, like text messages. People are like so worried about me. Guys, I'm totally fine. Like, okay. I literally can't see anything.
The internet is not the people that are worried about you. Maybe just text the people back and say you're fine. You don't need to be telling everyone here. This is, again, giving, I'm so unbothered. I'm so fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, but she's totally fine. What are you talking about? She's fine. She just wants to let us know.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday, before everything blew up, I deleted my TikTok and deactivated my Facebook and limited the controls on Instagram to where nobody...
That sounds like you're fine.
I limited the interactions to where people can't...
Why?
Like,
but I think God would make
messages.
You successful
They
in
can't
those.
Request to message me. Like, all you could do at this point is look at my story. Like, and now 45,000 people have watched my story. Like, this is insane. Go like some pictures. But yeah, I'm literally fine, guys. Like, do not worry about me. I am literally fine.
I don't
think
they're worried about you.
I am fine. I'm about to put on my praise and worship music. Oh my God. Like, I'm fine. Don't worry.
She's about to dance with God. No one cares. Like, okay. I can't.
I'm sure she would think, like, if she just clicked on this episode, that we actually are demons because we're dressed up for Halloween, and like, she would just rebuke us.
I mean, she would probably think we were demons just from what we're saying, but
true. Facts. I just can't believe that in all of this, she had already flown to New York by the time she was saying, like, if weather permits. Like,
I can, though, because that was exactly why she sent that text. She was like, well, hopefully, I don't know what she thought she was going
to
do. Maybe that God was going
to
do her work.
That she wouldn't have to own up to it.
It was like that God was going to help influence her to be like, you know what? You're right, makeup artist. The weather is bad. I'm going to cancel. Like, I think she would have already decided if she's canceling.
Literally, you know that if the hurricane had gotten so bad that her wedding was canceled, she would be like, that was God. Thank you very much.
Oh,
and that
absolutely.
Was an amazing
and you would not,
situation.
You would not hear that she did JT's makeup. Like that, she wouldn't have had to cancel. She was, I was really excited for it.
But anyway, that's pretty much it. That is the end of our topics. And I'm so itchy, I could crawl out of my skin right now. So let's do our We Love the Internet. Okay, so my We Love the Internet, I just saw it today. And it says, POV, you bought your husband a butterscotch peanut butter dessert at the farmer's market. And honestly, this just reminds me of every time I've been high. I remember one time I was so high and Joey gave me a basic cookie. It wasn't even crumble. It was literally just like a basic grocery store cookie. And I just looked at him and I was like, I'm going to eat these cookies until I throw up. They are so good. And I was like almost in tears. He was crying laughing because when you're high, and I don't know that this guy's high. Okay. He looks a little bit high, but I may be just projecting there. But
I can see the still even and he looks pretty high, but yeah.
Right. He looks high. But like, you know, when you're high and you eat something, you're just like, I could cry right now. This okay. is so good.
So I swear this isn't a long story. When I was in high school, my mom had this lady she had met at work when she worked at Williams-Sonoma, and they were like, I'm pretty sure my mom was manager and she was assistant manager. They were super close. The lady and her husband ended up moving in, and they rented a room from us for like several months. And she worked at Williams-Sonoma, but she was also a really good cook slash baker. I would come home and already be high from being somewhere, but then I would smoke more. And this woman, this angel, would be like,
made you bake goods?
Lil, do you want an ice cream sandwich with homemade ice cream, homemade cookies? Like, she would just give you stuff, God. And I'd be like, what did I do to deserve this? And it would just be like the best thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. Oh my God. There's nothing better than like having unexpected, really good food when you're high.
Oh my God. Truly. I can't wait till I'm done breastfeeding because I need to experience that again. It's like it's a happiness that isn't really matched on this earth. You need to elevate a little bit to reach it.
It just reminds me, I had my roommate right after college. His name was Josh. And we would
I remember him. He made us chicken and waffles.
Of course he did. Because he's an angel. We would jokingly refer to him as Marty Stewart instead of Martha Stewart because he was Jewish. Oh my God, this man. My mom, he married now and he like moved out and to move in with his girlfriend and stuff. I shit you not, when I told my mom he was moving out, she was like, what are you going to eat? He'd make us steak. He'd make us fried chicken from scratch. He'd make literally anything you can imagine. And it was always very unexpected. He'd just be like, oh, I decided to do this today. You guys would have really bonded. He was really into sourdough for a while.
Oh my God. I mean, his chicken and waffles were great.
Truly, they were the best chicken and waffles. Like, I need to call him and be like, hey, it's been a while. Can I get some fried chicken? Because it was so good.
He's like married, has his own life now. Can I
pick up? Oh, they love me. It'd be fine.
Okay, so here's the video.
Oh, sorry.
Good.
Sincerely, the best thing I've ever tasted. It's my favorite dessert.
Oh my God, he's so high.
He's crying.
That's my first time.
It's so good.
That's my first time.
That killed me. That's my first time seeing you cry.
That was amazing.
His reaction reminded me, I know this is random, but it reminded me so much of when I watched Marley and Me.
Oh my God, don't
for like
that
the millionth time. But million I literally time. Was sobbing. And then I called my mom and she was laughing so hard at me sobbing. And then I started laughing. And then I was literally just like remembering the movie and then sobbing again. And then just like crying, just an laughing.
Emotional
it was
roller
just
coaster.
A disaster emotionally. That movie is so heartbreaking. Anyway, what's your We Love the Internet?
I vividly remember seeing that movie with my friend Audrey. We went on Christmas and we had to
heartbreaking.
Leave. Like before the movie was totally, I mean, we like waited till the end, but like as soon as the credits rolled, we had to run out because literally our sleeves were wet from just like sobbing and what we're like
not the sleeves.
Oh my God, we were like complete messes. I don't think I've ever cried so much in a movie in my life. So to preface, I think this guy, I haven't looked, I think he has like a lot more videos because I think this is like after several, but it's him part 100. So I don't know if there's really 99 other versions, but it's him saying he looks like everyone and then he like shows the comparisons and it's really honestly it's very impressive.
I cannot believe I'm about to say this, but I'm at part 100 of looking like everyone. So I'm gonna go through the best and worst lookalikes in the series. So our first contender, of course, is Shane Dawson.
Oh no.
Then we have Kendall from Dance Moms.
Oh no.
This one caught me off guard. So we have the bartender from Grey's Anatomy. Of course, we have our animated lookalikes. So Gru, but Gru as a kid. These get harder and harder. Balloony from Phineas and Ferb. Lenny from Shark Tale.
Oh my God.
JJ the Jet Plane. And my most requested lookalike. The ponytail villain from the Barbie movie.
Oh my God.
We may have reached 100, but I fear there's
how
more.
The Shane Dawson one took me out. Like when he did the face. Oh my gosh.
I feel like I've seen other ones. I think Sam Smith is one. Maybe next week I'll pull some others and see. But I definitely have seen him before. But if this is like part 100 is insane.
Oh my God, I can't.
But yeah, really, he's a chameleon.
Like most of those. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Anyway, guys, that is it. I have never wanted to take off a costume so much in my life. Hope you guys liked, you know, whatever this was.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
hope you enjoyed it.
with more like, well, I'm trying to think of what some of her other signature moves were.
Just kind of spinning around on the floor.
Oh, wasn't there like a,
Oh, you should, before you change out, just give us a quick little, you know, like in your living room, set up a camera and make
maybe
it happen.
If you're lucky, and I'm really hot. I need to take a little breather, but maybe I'll do a few moves. Insert here.
All right. Well, we have some fun things planned. I know we have like a pajama day. We're going to be in Halloween jammies. We have some things coming up, right? Did you get those already?
No. You didn't send me.
That was me just reminding you to buy.
I was gonna say you never sent me
which
ones, but yeah. And then we may have re-decided one of our
costumes if we could find it. Yeah. Anyway, if you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. This was a long one, I think. Felt like it. I'm itchy.
I don't know. But happy October. Happy spooky season.
Yes. Very exciting. And anyway, as always, hope you have a wonderful weekend and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Good day, mate. Cheers.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.